As a leader, what do you value and how does it show up to your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, we're going to investigate values. Now, most of our messages at Leader Feeder are aimed right at the frontline leader, and certainly that applies to today's message, but today's message actually applies to leaders at every level in your organization. When we talk about values, of course, how do you tell what someone values? It's not about the poster that's up on the wall. My guess is in your home, you don't necessarily have a list of your family's values up on the wall. But people can tell based on what you talk about, what you focus on, what you spend your time on, what you truly value in life. It's the same in an organization. So your employees are paying attention to what you keep talking about, measuring, rewarding, and connecting back to them in terms of what you really value. So what if your values actually reflected what you really care about as an organization and what you care about as a leader? So I've got a few tips for you. Tip number one is to spend time on what's important. If you listened in on many of the production and operations meetings in your organization, you'd probably acknowledge that one of the things you value, according to what you pay attention to, is the amount of units, tons, or pounds produced. So why not just acknowledge and own that as one of your values? You value production. But of course, production is only the starting point. There are many other factors that your organization should consider to be important enough to take up time. And that might include things like safety and the growth of your team members and their skill sets. The second tip is to measure and reward the things that are important. This relates back, of course, to number one, because what you pay attention to becomes what people think your values are. So if you have some form of incentive system, or even what you acknowledge and say thank you for, that can help shape what employees think you actually care about. So make sure you're measuring and rewarding the things that you do want your employees to think that you care about. And the third and final tip is to connect the dots. It's important for employees to be able to link back what you're talking about and what you're doing so that they see a clear linkage between your company's values and what you're asking them to do every day. If you can make more of those connections obvious to them, they'll have no doubt what your values are. And once your team has a shared sense of values, what's important, and they keep driving towards those values, you'll have best ever performance in your organization. Now, once you've figured out how to lead with strong values as a leader and as an organization, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, we're here to help. Whether it's our virtual training studio sessions that we deliver or in-person live training, or maybe it's just accessing some of our resources on our website. You can do that all through starting a conversation with us at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, we're very active on all the different social media platforms, so why not join in the conversation and subscribe to our podcast and videos on YouTube as well? We look forward to being your partners in building strong values and strong leaders.